Hello. Glad you called right now. Many people are truly afraid of the dark. I don't think I've ever really been afraid of the dark, though I've been apprehensive when I have walked into the dark. Maybe that's being afraid, huh? But some people have expressed to me their great fear in walking around the block, for example, at night, even though they lived in a safe neighborhood. And there are those, maybe you know them too, who are afraid of a shadow or a noise at night. Bottom line, these we are people who have fears, and I might add rightly so, because there are circumstances in life which does promote fear. I call them storms. And the story I share with you now is very old. In fact, you might have even heard it. But every time I think of it, my heart's encouraged. It seems like this ship was on a cruise. It was hit by a terrible storm. All on board were obviously quite afraid. One of the passengers noticed a small boy who apparently was not moved at all by the storm, just taking it all in. And the confidence of the boy was noted. And somebody said, "Don't you think we're all going to drown? The ship's going to sink?" "Oh, no, oh, no, the boy replied. "I've been on deck, and my dad is at the helm. My daddy's at the wheel." You know, my friend, when a Christian has a strong sense of Jesus being at the controls, there is a sense of peace. It floods the heart. There is security. It's received. And even as I speak these words, my wife Nancy and I, we're going through a storm, but I know we're not going to be drowned. And we remind each other that our Heavenly Father is at the helm. And since we've grasped that truth, we hear Him say to us through the Word, Mark 5:36, "Be not afraid. And though your storm be great, or maybe the one that you're going to encounter be great, do not be afraid. Trust. Your dad's at the helm." And my prayer for you, my friend, is, Father, I ask that during a time of storm for this listener, or the storm that might come, that they would have not a great fear, but it would be calmed by acknowledging your presence and acknowledging your power, that through it all, their situation, they would put their lifeboat of trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for calling. After the signal, you can talk to me if you like. And for those of you who have, I just want to thank you because it has encouraged us to keep on keeping on. God bless. Goodbye.